go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for another episode of Safe Seas Viewers Radio. There's one major difference tonight. Tonight, we are broadcasting live from the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park in Paragon Chat. And as always, I am Pokemon, your host, back in Paragon City. Oh, it feels so good to be home. And along with me, of course, the man, the legend behind the Tight Network himself, the one, the only, Tony V.
Howdy.
We're home, Tony. We're home.
Yay.
Wait, I've been waiting to play this song. Hold on. Where is it? Share the news, everybody. Wow. What is wrong with it? Good Lord.
Good Lord.
I'm coming home.
There we go.
Tell the world.
You know what's funny? There's some guy in Paragon chat who's like, can't speak. He goes, you've never been on Paragon Radio. I'm like, what are you talking about? Goes, dude, there's a whole channel with your name. I'm like, yes, that means a different link for the show, though. And it isn't Paragon Radio. Holy mackerel. Oh, look at that. On the steps of AP 30. I'm sorry, not steps of Atlas Park 1. City Hall, a bunch of us holding torches in unison. We're home. We're home. Should I just let this play out, or, you know, should we get down to business?
Oh, I don't know. I'm all for business.
All right. That's enough. Okay, I'll save that for when we finally actually, you know, get some game playing done. And there's Tony jumping up and down on the steps.
What? No. How can you tell? Oh, wait. That's right.
We're all in the same server. There's one server. One.
To rule them all.
We are a Atlas Park United. It's like APU or APU.
There. Is that more demure?
Sure, why not? So how are you, Tony?
So perhaps a word of explanation for those who aren't up to speed on what exactly is going on. You know, I'm still surprised by the number of people who in the City of Heroes channel and other Facebook pages and stuff, they're like, what are you talking about? What is this? Where are you guys getting it? And it's like, it's been 2 weeks, folks.
Come on, man.
Catch up.
Where were you? In San Diego for the last 2 weeks? Come on. Unless you live there, then okay, fine. But, you know, come on.
I mean, well, I thought everybody just, like, sat on our Twitter channel the whole time, like, you know, what's the latest news? Is there anything
know,
new?
Right?
What's the latest now?
I thought everybody peeked at every 2 seconds and went, are we back? Any news? Anything? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there? No.
But,
are we there yet? Are we there?
But
yes.
But yeah,
yes.
To anybody who's been a little out of the loop lately, we're in Paragon Chat, which is the XMPP hook into the City of Heroes client, where everybody can actually wander around zones. You can design your costumes. Everybody can see. You can chat in common channels.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Except there. To P. Waffles, who thinks apparently it's so boring.
Gee, well, boo-hoo. I have a message from Fatal, spelled F-A-I-T-A-L. He's looking for any members of Apex Blackguard that might be listening. Look him up in game. Come join him. We're in, I believe he's in... Somebody just ran past me, sorry. It's just cool to see people run past me. He's looking for people. Obviously, he's in Atlas Park tonight in Paragon Chat. You know, shoot him a tell, send me a tell. I'll get him some info. But it's good. There we are, holding torches, something we can't do in. Riola has joined us. Hello, Riola.
Yay.
One of the members of Paragon Dawn. Our super cool super group in Champions Online.
So have you told, have you given everybody the link to the show in the Paragon chat?
I sent it twice, yes. I sent it twice before. Unless you want to do the honors while I'm talking, because I have that on my laptop and I'm on my PC right now. Because I didn't know if I could run both at the same time, so. So how has your week been, Tony?
My week has been fair to middling, about average, you know, work, eat, sleep, got to make the donuts.
I hear you.
For those of you, under like 35 years old, it was.
hold on.
There used to,
I'm sorry.
You remember that commercial, the "Got to Make the Donuts" commercial?
Yeah. The Dunkin' Donuts. You know what's funny? Dunkin' Donuts commercial. You know what's funny with that? My older stepsister, her first husband, he looked a little bit like the guy, so we used to joke around every time we saw that commercial. Okay, Fable has given me more of the Apex Blackguard. Is an SG that was on the Triumph server, and it was ran by Crimson Rook. So there you go, guys. There you go. Yes, and I gave out the shorter. There are two links for the show. One is the first link. That's when I first set up the show. I gave out a shorter link earlier. It takes you to the same thing, and I guess when I sent that out, that confused some people. I'm sorry about that. Yes, the blog talk with .com. Yes. The blogtalkradio.com, the elf/2015/07/18/save-coh-radio.com is me, and then Tony, very good. You gave him another short link. Cool. Yes. Just go with the short link.
Yeah.
And David Phillips is in there. Cool. All right. He's in Paragon Track Global at Time Lord Tom.
So,
Tom's last name be Baker by any chance?
Possibly. So have you had a chance to play around with it any? Have you done all your remotes and costume design and all that stuff?
Yeah. For those who don't know, right, like, what was it, 10 minutes after the show last week, I got in on the PC. Believe it or not, for some reason on my laptop, I didn't realize I still had the program loaded on the laptop. And that was like, it took like 2 minutes to log into it on the laptop. And on the PC, it took 5 or 10 minutes. I was in there, did some emotes, hung out with some people. We had a circle underneath the statue. You know, that's all I want. I made Pogo Man up. I'm happy about that. You know, I didn't make all my characters up, but maybe this weekend I will have some fun with the costume creator once more into the breach.
Yeah, everybody tends to sort of gather under the statue and Pocket D's the other popular haunt where you can just find. And of course, I have admin access. I wonder how many people are on right now. I will have to actually reconnect.
All right. And unfortunately for me, I thought I'm pushing myself too much. Apparently, I'm not anywhere near the percentage of recovery I thought I was. Just doing that little bit of typing I did earlier wore my shoulder out big time. So the last few days, I've been really hurting. So I'm trying to do the show. Code Warrior.
Here we go.
Stamp.
You ready for this?
Yes.
78 yes, active client sessions right now.
Woohoo!
Woot.
78 active clients in Paragon chat as we speak it.
Guess how many total users we have, and these are Paragon chat users now.
583.
Wow, that is really actually kind of far off. But you know what? I admire the shot you gave it there. So
I try. What are we up to? Yes, I see you, Code Warrior.
I'll let people guess in chat. How many total users of Paragon Chat do you think we have right now?
How many digits? Can you give us how many digits to the left of the decimal point?
There are 4 digits.
Damn. All right, that's what I thought. Can I take a second guess?
Sure.
Over 9,000.
It's not over 9,000. No.
There goes my DBZ reference.
Do we do it like Price is Right style with, you know, higher, lower?
Yes. Mad Viking. All right. Maya Jones says 2,000. Mad Viking says bigger than a bread box.
It is indeed bigger than a bread box.
He's on the right track.
Well, since
over 9,000, I'm guessing it's got to be lower.
Well, Maya Jones is closer than you are.
Okay. 2,500.
The actual number. Drum roll, yeah. Please. You know that's cool.
Wait, Let me see if I actually have a
drum. Do we have a drum roll? Oh,
that's
we need a drum roll, man.
That's what I'm looking for. I could have sworn we had it. Yes!
2,183 Paragon chat users.
Woohoo! Yay! Okay.
79 people on right now.
Cool. Well, that's good that we have, and that's unique IP. You know, that's not like
Yeah, fluoride. I guess is how you say that.
Yes, I guess.
Is
but that,
it's right on the money.
Okay, cool. But that's what was I going to say? That's not with alts, right? That's a unique accounts.
Yes. Yeah, that's
very cool.
Unique account, so
cool.
you can create as many alts as you want to under. Well, I think there's an upper limit, but it's pretty.
I think there is, right? But Maya Jones says she wins the new car. You win a new car.
That's right.
It's a Matchbox car, but it's brand new.
Or you can do the Bob Barker. You remember Bob Barker used to? I always thought it was kind of creepy. You know, it's like just reach into that $100 pocket there. It's like I'm not sure I want to reach into your $100 pocket, Bob. But you know, thanks all the same.
Hey, little girl, reach into that pocket right there.
That's right.
Mine, that's a deep pocket. Damn right.
No, that's not creepy,
that's creepy
at all.
No, no, not the way we did it either. Holy,
but where were we? Oh yeah, Paragon Chat.
I don't know. Yes.
Yeah, they've actually made a few patches, by the way. Everybody, just FYI, because there's been a little confusion around this. If you have Tequila or Island Rum, run it every once in a while. You know, you can direct link to the XMPP launcher. You know, which is the logo with the city with the X stretching out above it. You can link directly to that, and that's fine and everything, but you need to run Tequila or Island Rum every once in a while, and exit and go back into it. A lot of people, you know, if you're like me and you keep your computer on 24/7, you might not actually, like, leave it and go back in. You need to leave it and go back in to check for updates. So if you ever see any messages about patches or anything, completely exit XMPP and exit, you know, the game client, exit Tequila or Island Rum if you're using a Mac, go back in and it'll update your files and everything will be cool. And you should be running right now version 0.97F. And when you launch the Paragon Chat beta client, it'll have it right above your login name. It'll say version 0.97F. And if it says that, you are current and up to date. If it doesn't, you're not.
Did you say patches?
We don't need no stinking
we
patches.
We don't need
no
stinking patches. Well, yeah, you do if you want to accept it. All right, this one time, you need the patches. Sorry.
Unlike the old client, this if you run it without updating, it'll work. People will be invisible and, you know, various sundry glitches will happen. It's not that big a deal, but.
And Fatal says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read this before. Fatal made his guess more people than a Hammy raid about who signed up."
Somebody said, "Tony, the Dropbox for COH files is shut down due to it being overloaded." Yes,
what?
That happened.
No,
and for that we sincerely apologize from the bottom of our hearts. And
Steve would like to know. I'm sorry, but Steve would like to know in the chat, where is the link to the software?
Okay, to get the software, you need to go out to, you can either go out to the Paragon Wiki and look up Paragon Chat, and it's got the installation instructions out there, or you can go to our forums at the Titan Network, and there's a FAQ out there.
It's a FAQ.
I feel like I put the umlaut over the second A so that each A is a separate, distinct sound.
Sorry.
But, if you go out to our forums,
yes.
Look under the Paragon Chat section, and there's a a file rack at the top that you can go to, and it'll, or the Paragon Wiki, Paragon Chat, either one,
and,
you'll get the links.
Okay, now while all those people are doing that, I see a bunch of people signed in as guests, which means they clicked on the link, but they haven't signed in. If you guys want to, either this week or next week, it only takes 2 minutes. You go into Blog Talk Radio, you sign up for a free account. It's absolutely free. It takes like 2 minutes to make an account. And once you're signed in under that account and you're in the chat room, you could type in the chat room. You can make comments in the chat room as long as they're not vulgar or insulting to anybody. You know, you go in there and have fun with us. You could just chat away.
So this is the first show we're doing from Paragon Chat. So
that's right. This is the first time we are live from Paragon Chat.
And I can actually see your avatar in front of me. So
that's right. I am. You can come up and join me if you want. You can join me up there if you want. Oh, I see what everybody's doing.
I'm a little scared too.
Do you see that little pattern we have going here?
No.
It's like you're on the back. I'm in front. Riola's in back, but on an angle, like a graph chart.
We are
like if you were to turn it, you can see everybody overhead, and what was I going to say? You know, and dot where everybody is, it goes up and down, up and down. You know what I mean?
Within a standard distribution of 0.5.
Oh, okay. Maya Jones said she could sign in with Facebook. All right. Oh, and Code Warrior said, okay, or you can log in with Facebook creds. Links on top of the page. I did not know that. Thank you, Dave. And Dave Phillips said the same thing. Okay, I didn't know about the Facebook.
Yeah. The Facebook, the City of Heroes Facebook group, boss. Because everybody kept posting in that group. Hey, how do I get this? How do I get this? How? And finally, one of the other admins. It wasn't me, for the record. But one of the other admins is like, okay, I'm like tired of all these posts asking where to get it. So she actually pinned it right at the top. So, but I say that I'm kind of laughing, but. No, it's a great idea. She actually pinned it at the top, so it's really easy to find now. So go out to the City of Heroes Facebook. There's also a Titan Network channel. It's on there. Lots of places, lots of options.
Log into the show from Facebook or Paragon Chat? What are you guys talking about, the Facebook?
Oh, I was talking about the City of Heroes Facebook page. There's a pinned link at the top telling how to get into Paragon Chat.
Oh, okay, Paragon Chat. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't know about that.
I think I misunderstood. I see what you're saying now. Code Warrior is referring to the
Paragon Chat.
Logging into Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, you can use the little Facebook link at the top there to log in.
And if you guys are logged in at ParagonDawn.com, who was that just did that? Code Warrior just posted a shot of us. That's how we're lined up live in Paragon Chat. Tony V's on the left. I'm second. There's Riola. There's Sweatcake, I believe. And there's some other people in the back over there. I can see the arm and the leg of Steve. He signed in with his account. Very cool. There we all are.
I'm going to run, let's see, let me run OBS and see if I can create a new ad scene. Paragon Chat.
Okay, I'm typing all of them. Sorry, somebody's asking me how I'm doing. Sorry about that, guys. Oops. Okay, sorry about that. All right, let's get back to business now. Oh, we had somebody on hold. I was going to bring them on. They disappeared. Dave Phillips says, now, I've hopped over to AP and could see you guys in front of City Hall. If only we had powers. My main villain would take you all on.
Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm actually probably going to disappear in just a second.
No!
I was trying to launch OBS to stream it out to Twitch. Boy.
You disappeared. You disappeared.
Paragon Chat does not like OBS. Okay, let me shut that down and try to relaunch then.
It just spit you out and threw you away.
It did.
It went, Haksui, get out of here.
I mean, I launched it. It's like, oh, no, you can't do that. Crash and burn.
A bunch of things to talk about. I know Paragon Chat is the huge thing this week. A couple of topics we're going to get into tonight. Obviously, we haven't been on in a few weeks, so I'm going to cover the updates for the last 3 weeks for the successor games. Heroes and Villains, City of Titans, and Valiant Online. We're going to discuss this past weekend's big event, DawnCon, which we had Saturday night, which is very well done. And then some other big event happened in San Diego, some Comic-Con they had there. I don't know, you might have heard of it. We'll be covering some of that news tonight, more next week. Oh, yes, Mad Viking, you're not an AP unless someone is looking for team. All right, Tony, you're back in Paragon Chat.
I am, and I'm trying to see if I can stream, but it's not streaming very well for me.
Okay. But you are there. I see you.
Oh, I'm there. I'm just trying to get OBS working so I can stream this puppy.
DawnCon is awesome.
Surely I can capture. Let's see.
Okay. So, and I want to bring something else up really quick. We'll discuss Comic-Con later on, but I did this last year and I decided to do it again this year. That Monday morning, I logged on to eBay, and for a very cheap price, I was able to get, I'm still waiting for it to get here, a mint condition copy of the program guide. The program and events guide I got last year. For last year's, but this is for this year's San Diego Comic-Con. And then on a whim, I went and looked for last year's New York Comic-Con. I said, I'm surprised I didn't try and get that from, the New York Comic-Con program, since I live in New York. And that came really fast. I didn't realize the guy I got it from, he lives like half an hour away from here, from me. So that one came already. So I see a whole bunch of people logging in now. Yes, log in, join us. Don't be shy. I'm going to say this now. If you'd like to, people, if you're wondering, gee, how can I call in and join them on air? Well, it's very simple. We allow all callers. You have one or two ways of doing so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're one of the many, many people in our chat room tonight, another reason to get an account and sign in, you scroll to the top of the chat page. You'll see a blue square with a white S in the middle, which stands for Skype. You click on that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, as I've been saying for over 3 years now, free is good in today's economy. And there you have it.
Woot. Well, I can do a monitor capture, but I can't do a game or window capture, so... But that's okay. Let me see if I can stream this puppy now.
Okay. Stream that puppy. What about the kitty?
Start streaming.
Start streaming the news.
We're here today.
Oh, it didn't glitch. All right. And for those who don't know, a lot of my listeners know already, the station that we're on, the Back to Basics Radio Network, was started because most of us play a Facebook app called Wrestler Unstoppable. So this is the only non-Wrestler Unstoppable show on this network. So tomorrow night, one of the shows we have is RAWF's After Hours, which starts 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern on this very station. It's a very cool show. A lot of people show up, storyline their characters. A lot of people call in, talk as their characters. If I call in, you hear me talk as my character, Hollywood, Rick Brutal, the superstar sensation. And if he does call in, he would tell everybody he was at Comic-Con last weekend. Steve Phil knows what he thinks of the CA shows. Look, I only sang one or two lines. If I wasn't going to sing the whole song, especially my voice. Are you crazy? Good Lord. And if you guys haven't already, two pages on Facebook I'd like to discuss. Right now, as I mentioned, this is the Back to Basics Radio Network. If you type that in Facebook, go to the page, hit the like button, you'll be caught up. You can keep up to date on all the shows, all the happenings with the network. And if you type in as a search on Facebook, save space COH space radio, that will take you to this show's very own Facebook page. And that will be very cool. And as a matter of fact, I'm going there now, because in a few minutes we're going to start getting into some stuff, and I like to post the links. I usually, the night before the show, I usually post the show link, that Friday show link there. And then during that show, I like to post any links that we bring up under that show's heading. If that makes sense to everybody here. And we do have a call. I'm going to bring this person on right now. Hello, caller. Welcome to Save City of Heroes Radio.
It's good to hear from you guys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, who is this? Hello. Thank you for
Captain
calling.
Captain Killjoy.
Captain Killjoy.
I am golden. How are you today?
I'm feeling good. Just got the tequila last week. Got on. And, God, I miss this place. I hate to admit I'm geeking out. Dang it. It feels good to be home. It feels
so
good
do
home.
We all. Yes, if only we had some powers.
Well,
hey, we're getting there.
So,
it's happened, man. It's just, you know, I don't want to put another game down, but it's just, I'm sorry, man. Champions Online did not fill the void that City of Heroes left, man, to my opinion. It's just, it didn't, you know, the main thing that made COH, in my opinion, one of the better games is because of the community. I mean, no matter what server you were on, you had a group of guys or gals you hung out with, you ran hammy with, or you basically just, you know, went to war zone and had a lot of fun. It's just no other superhero game, in my opinion, has really been able to capture that same sense of community that we had in COH, man. I don't know why it's so hard to kind of find something like that, but it has been, at least for me.
That's true.
I agree. I got a little emotional, you know, first time I logged in. I'm just like, hey, we got the city. I mean, but, you know, it's so cathartic, too, because after like 2.5 years to be able to wander around in Paragon City again, it's just like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, here we are.
That's true.
And a lot of people have kind of, in Pocket D, I mean, there's where a lot of, I mean, I'm from the originally from the Venture, from the Virtue server, which was the role-playing server. A lot of people have taken upon themselves going, okay, there's no villain, there's no skulls on the street, there's no Arcanos or anything else, that possibly something happened, that many different Paragon cities in many different dimensions, they've all kind of collapsed, and we've been shoved into one dimension, and they kind of been role-playing like that. And I think that's been pretty cool, that it's like everybody's going, wait a minute, you know, usually the skulls are knocking over a liquor store right now, or, you know, we've got a bank robbery going on and nothing's happening. It's just something is terribly wrong with this place, and they've kind of been taking and running with it.
I agree with that to some extent. I will say this, though. A bunch of players there, we did form a group, Paragon Dawn. We've been playing there. You know, we're trying to get that community feel back. You know, it's slowly getting there. And I think, you know, I'm going to say this. I love Paragon Dawn. I love the fact we're trying to do stuff there. But I think it's only going to happen with the former City of Heroes players that are playing there. I would like to see it go more, but it just seems, and I hate to say this, it just seems since City of Heroes players went to Champions Online, there's always been that division. Like, you know, pure Champions Online players don't like the City of Heroes players. And, well, we're just trying to look for a home, and, you know, they don't want us there. So, do what you will. I was hoping we could all get along there. So,
well, I've got to, you know, I got to take my hat off to one person who's really been helping this along. It's, you know, it's Code, man. I don't know what magic this person performs, but Code has been one of the stand-up people during the whole thing of this. And, you know, I'm really appreciate his work and everybody else's work to kind of bring this, it may not be all the way home, but it's far enough down the road where it feels like home.
Yeah, he's a wizard. He and Leandro both have been working really, really hard on this, and it absolutely surprises the crap out of me to see, you know, all the wizardry there. I mean, I was pretty impressed when they just got the, oh, hey, I'm streaming! Woot!
You're streaming.
What? Here, I'll post a link in the chat channel there.
Okay.
There. If you want to see Paragon... Yeah, if you want to see Paragon chat from my right. perspective there.
I am loading it up now. Okay. I'm at Twitch TV already. It's loading. It's loading. It's loading.
It may be streaming. Sorry, I've been sitting here kind of distracted because it's like, man, I got to get the streaming working. But
loading.
Am I still streaming?
I don't know. Loading video and I see black.
Oh, well. Maybe I'll stream later. Doggone it! What happened? Where's my?
My mom?
I mean, you guys talk about nostalgia. I actually went through some of my old papers today, and I was actually, you know, everybody likes beating their chest, going, "Well, I was in the beta." Well, I was in the beta, and I won a copy of the beta, and also one of the free comic books they were giving out way back when, and I actually found that today. Which was like, you know, that was a trip down memory lane. Just opening that thing up is the first appearance of Apex and Warwitch, and it's weird, man. I was like holding it in my hand going, damn.
Very cool. So you were in this since way back when day one. Well, day one minus, you know.
Well, day one minus three. Yeah.
Right, the beta testing.
Yeah, when they ended the beta test with the invasion of the space monkeys, as we kind of referred to it as,
yes.
is a big-ass Reggie invasion in pretty much every zone. It was kind of like reminiscent of the later invasions that they did. And it was kind of weird because that's when I believe, yeah, Jack Ambert was still attached to City of Heroes, and him and the rest of the other guys got on and played Positron and Statesman and stuff during the whole invasion thing. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever because I've never, you know, been able to play with developers or anything like that. And when it kind of came in, it was like, okay, wait a minute, that's Statesman. Well, wait a minute, that's Positron. What the hell are they doing here? They're supposed to be, you know, static and standing somewhere. What the heck are they doing here at Atlas Park, man? What the hell's going on? It was fun. And I missed the community most of all because, you know, you get on and play a game for a couple hours every day, and, you know, you have those people you meet up at Pocket D and pretty much shoot the breeze with about the missions you've gone on and everything else, and, you know, you kind of get a little bit attached to them. You kind of miss them when they're gone, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, the community, I mean, people say that, but I think the best thing is everybody was always, and I've played several games before this one and several games since, but this one seemed to be the most, like, helpful and nice, you know? Like, if you had any issue, I mean, obviously there are asses in every game, and City of Heroes was no exception. I mean, there were people that used to frustrate the hell out of me. But at the same time, there seemed to be no matter how many of them there were always also the nice people, you know? The people who you'd be like, man, you know, I'm trying to get this one badge. Can somebody please help me out? And there'd always be someone to step up and say, yeah, you know, count me in, invite me. Or, you know, hey, I'm having an issue with this. Can somebody help me out? And they'd say, oh, yeah, use this keybind or this command. And, you know, or I'm a level 3 and, you know, I'm trying to get through this mission. And, yeah, sure, invite me. Exemplar me down, back when we had Exemplar. But you know what I mean? There were always the folks out there who were really helpful and kind, And there are just too many games that I've played since that everybody's just like, you know, learn to play, noob. You know, and it's like, that's not helpful at all. Why would you do that? You know, it's like, do you want this game to last or not, you know?
Yes, they do, Tony, just not with you around. Sorry, just that's their attitude.
That's okay. That's okay. Tony, you said you were on the Virtue server, correct? Do you remember the taxi bots?
Oh, yeah. I ran the taxi bot. My roommate was a taxi bot. I was a taxi bot for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were always cool because I don't remember which one of y'all had group fly. They finally, you know, they got up to a high enough level where they got group fly. And I remember a couple of guys who, you know, don't have that, who basically decided not to go for movement powers. They pretty much tried to go for everything else. And one of the taxi bots was flying people to the top of the globe on Atlas to get that badge because they didn't have flight or super jump or anything like that. It was like
oh, yeah.
A nonstop.
You did the badge tour. Do you remember the badge tours? We used to do badge tours all the time. We'd get like six or eight taxi bots in a zone and teleport people around from one to the other.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I had true story. So I used to run over on City of Villain, and I did this on the Infinity. When I was running the taxi bots, I was mostly on Infinity. I had the villain side taxi bot. We called them Rig Bots, and I ran Rig Bot Tango for, you know, a year or so. And when City of Villains came out, you probably remember this, all of you folks who were around in 2005, you know. But in Capo Diablo, there was a badge under the warehouse. It was bugged. They actually put the badge in a location that was completely inaccessible. You couldn't get to it. And so you couldn't get a beacon for that zone either because you had to get the complete set of badges for the zone. And nobody could get to it. Although, if you went way up in the northeast corner of the map, there was a map hole. And if you went through the map hole, you could actually fall through the geometry and get under the map. And then if you had fly, you could fly over under that warehouse. Or if you had teleport, you could also teleport there. But if you didn't have fly or teleport, you were just hosed. You couldn't get over there. Actually, if you had teleport, you couldn't get over there because the targeting reticle didn't work. But at any rate, yeah. So... as Rigbot Tango, that was like one of our things. We took group fly, and we'd get a group of like seven people up with Rigbot Tango, and he'd turn on group fly and walk over to the map hole in the geometry, and people would fall through, and of course he would catch them with the group fly, and then you know, tell them, okay, everybody put me on follow, and I would navigate under the map to the Sweet Tooth badge under the warehouse where you couldn't get to it. And I tell you what, I must have taken 1,000 people. I'm not exaggerating when I say I must have taken 1,000 people there, like in the first few weeks of the launch of City of Heroes, because everybody wanted that badge. Nobody could get to it. Nobody wanted to take, you know, fly or group fly to get there. And you had to sort of know where the secret spot was. And so our badge tours of Capital Diablo were massively popular for a long time. And then they fixed it. They put the badge on top of the warehouse. And I was, you know, in a way, it's kind of like, damn it. You fixed our bug. But at the same time, it was still pretty cool. We had a nice little thing going on for quite a while there.
Well, the thing I used to do I used to run with a group of tanks. We all were different kinds of tanks. We wanted to, you know, we called ourselves the thick blue line because everybody had a blue element to their costume or a blue element to their name. And
I like that.
When you get down to the last part of it, when you got to get 100, I'm trying to remember. It's been so long. I think it was you had to go to Eden and kill 100 something in Eden to help get the cryo pistol. So we would basically, you know, we would take noobs with us. We would take maybe a level 20 with us, and we would be doing all the protecting, you know, and doing all the killing. And that was the time where, you know, we didn't have Exemplar or anything like that, but you'd still get XP and get credit for the kill if you were in the group getting kills. So there's this 20-something guy who had, we had somehow gotten him all the badges up to the point where he can get the cryo pistol, and there's a 20, level 20 running around with a dang cryo pistol, and everybody's going, what the hell would happen with this thing? So because you usually can't solo that thing until about maybe 30 or 32 or so. So we did our part. We didn't we liked helping people, and you know, a lot of newbies would come in and go, okay, how do we navigate these monorails? And we'd send a guy with them and go, okay, you know, this is the switch off. This is where you need to go if you're level 20. This is where you need to go if you're level 25. You know, we really liked helping out people. And a lot of us, you know, back in the day, I worked as a DJ for MMO Radio right when it turned from Paragon Radio. And we ran a lot of events in City of Heroes, and we enjoyed every minute of it. We really loved this game. And with every new edition, we'd do a special show. And it just, you know, a lot of good memories are coming back, and I'm just glad that if it doesn't last, at least I had this one last chance to come and, you know, really experience Paragon City again.
Well, it'll last.
I like hearing, this is why I enjoy doing this show, when we get callers like Captain Killjoy, when you come on and tell us how much, you know, like the good memories, you know, because I know people play games, you know, other games, and they, like, yeah, I played, well, what'd you remember about it? Nothing. Like, wow, really? You played a game for 5 years and nothing good you remember from it? And
well,
I think that's the golden touch of Steve.
Well, there's the time that we went streaking for Atlas Park. We basically, you know, got the costume option where we all did flesh tone and everything else. And we, you know, we streaked through Atlas Park. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys came on and said, okay, you know, this ain't cool. You're going to have to stop or we're going to have to knock you off. And it was like,
oh,
well, guys, we're not naked. It ain't nothing swinging here. It's just, you know, we're just having some fun here. You know, there is no, you know, it's kind of like we use the euphemism, there's no nipples on the bat suit, man. We're just, you know,
yes,
playing around and everything else. But, you know, one of the devs thought it was funny. It's like, okay, we're going to take a screenshot and put this on the website. And he's like, and usually it's, you know, it was funny enough, it was Matt Miller who did it. And Matt was like going, Positron says there's no streaking in Atlas Park.
That's funny. Okay, if you don't mind, I was going to say,
I'm going to go ahead and get off, guys. Thanks for letting me on and saying my piece. I appreciate it.
No problem. Call back anytime, man. Everybody's
right,
always
man.
Welcome to call in and join the fun. Thank you very much, Captain Killjoy. Enjoy Paragon Chat. And hopefully Tony and company will have some other cool stuff for us down the road. He already dropped. All right, I'm going to bring this other caller on, Tony, if you don't mind. Hello, caller. Welcome to Save COH Radio.
Hey, this is Matt Viking. How you doing?
Hey,
how are you, brother? Hey, he's
how you doing?
Pretty good.
You're doing pretty cool.
I didn't want to say anything, but that last guy, man, he was a real killjoy.
I know. I was worried. I was going to say something like, look, pal, don't you try and ruin it for the rest of us. I was nice. We were nice. We get a gold star for that one. We were very cool with the guy. We didn't want to, you know.
He's probably still listening and thinking, hey, wait a minute.
we're just kidding, brother.
Just for the record, that was his name. We
yes.
Like him. He
was
our
Captain
buddy.
Killjoy.
Was
think
Captain
about what
Killjoy.
A killjoy means. Yes, think about what a killjoy means.
So anyway,
yes.
Matt
yes.
Viking, how are
how
you,
are
man?
Matt Viking?
How you doing? I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing over on Paragon Chat?
We are golden.
We are quite well. We have enough torches flying. We could have a barbecue.
Yeah.
If we put them all together.
Me, I am waiting a little bit more before I jump on the Paragon Chat, mainly because after selling electronics for so long, after seeing the PlayStation, the Xbox, the iPhone, you wait for the first series to go out before so the bugs get all out.
The bugs are out. It's in perfect working order. Nothing could possibly go wrong now.
Oh, did you just say that? Tell me you just did not say that. Oh, God. I'm logging out. That's it. I'm done. I'll see you guys later.
Anyway, here, you were mentioning with DogCon here. I want to thank you guys for coming over. You guys were great. The whole event was excellent here. And I have to pull up Bill O'Reilly here on this one. You said we couldn't make a dent in trying to get people, you know, to be the community. I can say this. After DogCon, I don't think we need a dent. I think we cracked something because We have been getting a lot of compliments with Dawn Con, and a lot of people joined right after that and realized, well, maybe there is an alternative way of playing on this game.
Well, I'm going to say this, Mad Viking. You fell for my trap. In saying that, I was hoping you'd call in and tell everybody how good Dawn Con was.
No, it was.
And
it's diabolical.
See, you fell for my my plan worked.
It was a nemesis plot. Yes, there we go. We had that one else had to get out.
It was a nemesis spot. I logged in about, now this thing started 8 p.m. and it went till midnight. And I figured, let me log in. It's 7:15. Let me get logged in. Let's get everything, you know, let's go through everything one last time. Let's get everything set up. And I look in the dance room, and the place is packed already. I'm going, wait, did I miss the time? Did I
screw? People came early and started partying.
Yes. And
I got here late. I'm such a schlub. I'm sitting there like, okay, time to log on. Let's kick this puppy off. So I'm, you know, running this Champions Online. Well, first of all, I'm sitting there, of course, trying to say, oh, crap, you know, what's my password? Because I'm one of those idiots who uses, like, different passwords for every website. So it's like, man, I got to figure out what my password. And the one I had stored in my password keeper didn't work, and I'm sitting there, like, trying to figure out which other one I might have used. Anyway, I finally get – and then, of course, it's like, oh, we need to patch your system. Patching. And I'm sitting there like, oh, man, come on. It's only been like a couple of weeks since I logged on, guys. You know, how long can it be? I sat there for like 15 minutes.
But because there were two updates since the last time you logged in a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, there were. And then when I get in, I'm sitting there, and of course I'd created my character, The Margin. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, I get on, and I'm a little afraid because I'm sitting there like, well, nobody's going to know who I am, right? You know, everybody's going to be like, who's this Margin guy, and why is he so self-important, standing away from everybody else, like, you know, he matters.
My Pogo man, jeez.
So, how dare he? So, you know, then I'm sitting there thinking, well, I should probably create like a Tony V, right? But, you know, so I'm sitting there trying to create a Tony V. I can't get the costume. So finally I get in, and then later I decide, well, I will create a Tony V. So I log out and I log back on. I'm sitting there trying to create Tony V. And anyway, but I was there for most of it. And it was a lot of fun. You did a great job, ran some cool contests. I mean, it really did sort of remind me of the days of old when, you know, people would hang out and do contests, and they'd do trivia contests and scavenger hunts and races and costume contests and all that good stuff. So, good job. Aww. I mean, I give you two thumbs up. I'd give you more, but I only have so many thumbs to give.
That's true. That's right. I think the racing thing is the one thing. That's the one event we didn't have. We didn't have a race. We had the trivia contest. We had the costume contest.
We had Cape Radio.
We had Cape Radio. We had dancing, costumes, a lot of fun.
I'll tell you what, if one of your Jeopardy categories have been like website hosting or math or something like that, I would have dominated.
I was keeping up
with the theme on that one.
Because I think, aren't you a member of the team? You weren't allowed to participate if you were a member of the supergroup.
Yeah,
oh,
despite
I know.
The fact,
Still,
despite
I'm,
the fact that I'm answering, okay, here's the question, Kat. The answer, Kat!
Still,
yes,
there were way too many questions. I'm sitting there the whole time thinking, I don't know, Betty?
Yes. Yeah. Kathleen Ryan, we had a duct tape and group tackle and duct tape her arms to her side and her hands behind her back. And and she still kept breaking out of duct tape after all.
Now, this will give you an idea. Now, you mentioned how Champions has a tendency, you mentioned COH, and then there's a war starts.
Yes.
Now, here's what I'm talking about. I'm on Champions right now along with Sovereign Reign.
Okay.
And you know, because of Paragon Dawn, we have Dawn Radio, Supergroup radio station.
Mm-hmm.
She plugged the COH Titan link for Paragon Chat in the area with the hardcore CO players. Before, we would have had, why you so-and-so and this and that and new words to come up with. We didn't get that.
Yeah.
We had a few people go, thanks.
Great.
Cool. Well, in that case, I want to take my statement. As I said, wait, I already covered myself. I said that was just a trap by me. See? It is happening. We are getting that melding of C. You see, we could all come together, man. The COHers, the C, the pure COers, the... What are we, the mixed breed? Or I guess we're the former COHers. The former COHers, the pure COers, we're all getting together, we're all having fun. See, we could all get along, help each other out.
Hey, listen, you know, I have you know, nothing but the utmost respect for Champions Online players. I got to say, when I was actually really touched after the whole shutdown announcement and everything. I don't know if you remember this, but Jack Emmert actually posted, I thought it was a really classy message, you know, about, you know, how it was a part of his life and he helped to develop it, and you know, he still has fond memories of it, and it, you know, basically inviting all the players to come over to Champions Online and try it out if they want to, you know, and which I guess was a little bit of a publicity move, but at the same time I thought it was really nice, you know, that he spoke up, cuz you know, most companies would have been like, oh yeah, don't acknowledge, or even worse, you know, a lot of companies would have been like, oh, quick, let's market the hell out of this and get those people over here. You know, so I thought it was a really nice message. And I've played Champions Online several times, and I have absolutely nothing against the game. I haven't played it, like, religiously or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I just sort of I get busy on other stuff. You know, I've got about 8 or 9 little projects, irons in the fire I'm working on, so I don't play it consistently, but every time I popped in, everybody's been really nice and helpful, and so yeah, you guys are awesome, and of course there's a big City of Heroes contingent of players that moved over there, and they enjoy the game to this day, so
mm-hmm.
And obviously, and they're still actively developing it, which is a good sign, and Cryptic is, you know, seems to be a really nice development studio, and I mean, you know, that a lot of folks from City of Heroes, from Paragon Studios, actually went to work for Cryptic. So
yes,
you just reminded me when you said Cryptic. Two things: one, Cryptic devs gave Don Kahn a thumbs up.
Very cool.
And two, we have a challenge.
Uh-oh.
We have a challenge. Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Don Kahn 2.
Don Kahn 2016.
They want more.
They do, really? Well, they can help us out.
They do.
I was saying that we should have two items for sale. One, the Don Kahn T-shirt. Two, the plushie Boop. With,
yes, we got to have
a mini
plushie
version of with Boop, with the plushie Boop wearing a mini version of the Don Kahn T-shirt.
I want to tell people about Boop.
So who's Boop?
Well, Boop is a magical, well, I'm trying to just remember, picture an attic, a box in an attic, where, you know, you put some stuffed animals away, you know, just for storage, and there was one that was a plush pinkish dragon with wings, and then you put, for some reason, you put your spell books in the same box, and the magical energy from the spell books kind of got absorbed into Boop, and Boop came to life.
So who's Boop really? Is that like the leader of the group, or is that
he is one of the leaders of the group. Very friendly person, will help you at a drop of a hat, whether it's information, missions, whatnot. And everyone recognizes Boop and loves him.
But if you don't have a hat, you're just SOL.
That's right.
Now, if you gotta have a secret identity, you gotta have a hat.
That's right.
I have a secret ID, but I don't wear a hat.
Well, you know, I'll have to get my Clark Kent fedora, you know, and horn-rimmed glasses.
Yes, reference to the old Stan and Lou radio shows. I think they're still on YouTube.
And Cold Warrior says in chat, he's a Paragon donor from the UK. Nicest person he ever met.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is unarguable.
Yes.
Very cool. Yes. Well, I had a great time. Like I said, it was very nice seeing events and nice folks gathering together and holding. I mean, that was one of the things that also made City of Heroes stand out to me, is that, yes, you had everybody, you had your farmers, you had your people farming badges and farming tickets and what do you call them,
power levelers?
Yeah, and those guys. But you also had the folks who like to run events, and there was always something interesting going on in City of Heroes that, it really got to the point where people were sort of playing their own game.
It was just crazy in virtual. I think every weekend we had an event going on there.
Yep, and like I said, we're trying to do something over here on this side. With DawnCon, we got to meet Maya, great person. Thank you, Maya, for coming. I'm trying to remember some of the other names, and I'm right now blanking out. I'm sorry if I forget. But other events that we have coming up to knowledge as of date, October 10th will be the one-year anniversary of Paragon Dawn. And we plan to do something for the third anniversary of the closing of City of Heroes here. And I have something in mind. I'm over there.
Okay,
I'm
gonna
say nothing yet.
Okay, some people in Paragon chat are asking about this thing, DawnCon or Dawn Convention. Somebody came up with this brilliant idea, genius idea, that hey, not everybody could go to the San Diego Comic Con, and why the hell should we be screwed out of having fun? And why don't we do like we used to do in City of Heroes and have a party? We'll have a bunch of events run, like a mini con. It's a 4-hour con, and we'll just have some fun. Sorry for my throat, guys. So that's what we did. Basically we took all the elements of a cool City of Heroes, event, the costume contest, trivia contest, the hide and see, the treasure hunt, or the search for our this supergroup member, and we had a lot of fun. Me and Tony were set up, and like a real con, you had me, Tony, and myself were set up in an area because we were the Safe CUH radio hosts. You had us set up in one area. We had Swack Hammer, and I think another artist were there. We had a mini artist alley set up, and we didn't really have these items. We were joking around that, yes, don't forget the front desk to buy your DawnCon 2016 t-shirts and your DawnCon 2016 plushie boop to commemorate the weekend. And people going, where can I find these? I was like, cough, cough, front. They're like, oh.
Wait a minute. I think code and find something that we be ready for next year. I know he posted it up on the website.
Oh, can you find a picture? Wait, he has something ready for next. Yeah, that's going to be our thing between now and then.
He has something, yeah.
Oh, Swag Hammer's here. All right, Swag Hammer.
Hey, Swag.
Hey, Swag Hammer. Like I said, let me repeat this. Since we have a lot of people here tonight, I'm sure people want to call in and join us on air. You have one of two ways of doing so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're one of the many people in the chat room, scroll to the top of the page. There should be a blue square with a white S in the middle, and that stands for Skype. You click on that, and that's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy.
And on that note, I should let you go so you can talk to other people, as well as you said you had to mention something about something that happened in San Diego. I forget what it was.
Oh, no, I mentioned it already. Well, no, I observed a couple of the panels, so I could get into that for a little bit.
Okay. Well, once again, thank you guys for coming. And yes, DawnCon 2. The planning is in motion.
Yes. As soon as we find out, I guess we're going to do the same thing Saturday night of San Diego Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Or another night. I kind of like doing it that weekend for those people who can't go to, to the con, can, have something to do.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, and hopefully soon, once I hear that there's no more cursing in the loading pattern, I'll be joining you guys in Paragon.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Okay. And wow,
ooh,
I am
take
looking,
it easy, man.
Yep. I am looking at Paragon chat, Tony, and there are a lot of people joining us on the steps of City Hall.
There are. It's funny, they've been sort of collecting there over the last little while.
Wow.
And we have 84 people online right now, so just...
Jeez, 84 people in Paragon chat. I see a lot of people in the chat room. And, of course, that's not always a reflection, because you can listen to the show without actually going into the chat room. So, wow, thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight.
You can go into the chat room also without actually logging into the client, but that's
true, yes. Now, normally for those new listeners, normally what we do on the show also is each week we try and do updates on the three successor projects, Heroes and Villains, City of Titans, and Valiants Online. I had surgery a couple weeks ago, so we didn't do a show. Last week we came back, we were just discussing, you know, what we've been up to. We were hyping DawnCon because it was last Saturday night. And then this thing about Paragon Chat, Tony, was, you know, we were discussing that most of the night and people trying to get into that. So we haven't done updates in a few weeks. So what do you think? We should do the updates? I'm going to tell you this one. As far as I can tell, City of Titans really hasn't had any updates in a couple weeks after that fluff piece, Tales from the Underworld, The Edge.
Yeah.
So I don't think I have to worry about that one. We could do Valiants Online, and then we could do the three updates from Heroes and Villains.
Go for it.
All right. So we'll start with Valiants Online, I guess. Okay. Let's see. Wow. You know, let's start with Heroes and Villains, and I'll work back. Just because they have all one page. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read three updates from Heroes and Villains. And then we'll do the Valiants Online one. Now, this is going to be update number 134. It was posted on Friday, June 26th. Let's see here. Okay, this week, we've done some more coding work to test the teaming system and now have the basics of team invites functioning along with the ability to change the leader and quit the team. Right now, the team invites only works by clicking the player to target them, then selecting an option to invite them to join a team. The ability to send a team invite through the chat window hasn't been set up yet, and neither has the function of being able to invite a player through the player search window. We've also done some test work with how to display buffs and debuffs as part of the team UI, but we haven't finalized exactly how they're going to be displayed yet. The main thing that we want is to have them able to be read and understood at a glance, so that they can provide valuable info in the heat of battle. Having the buff debuff icons stack in a somewhat similar way to how they were displayed in City of Heroes is one possibility, but that does cause potential issues with smaller monitors having too much space screen taken up by them, which also goes against our design goal of having the UI be streamlined and as uncluttered as possible. Okay, that's the first update. Now we're going to go to update number 135, which was posted on Saturday, the 4th of July, and a belated happy Independence Day to everybody who lives in the States.
Woot!
Woot, woot, woot. All right, this week, we've done some more design work on the basic concepts behind our current archetype system, with a focus on trying to refine and expand its scope to try and fulfill to our goal of having the players the kind of platform that they will need in order to be able to create the vast range of potential character concepts that they would expect to be able to make in a comic book game. The archetype system used in City of Heroes provided support for quite a broad range of potential character concepts, although it did have a number of blind spots, which is something that we're looking to address with this current design work. This will also require us to rethink some parts of the current UI layout, although that's still a work in progress as we're still revising most aspects of it as we continue to refine the other systems too. So it won't add too much extra work for us beyond what we've already planned for. We've also done some more work on the central area of Prometheus Plaza, with another of the main buildings, they are almost completed, as well as some further details being added to the lower sections of the middle of the plaza to make it easier for players to move around between buildings on that level. All right, finally, this is this week's update because they posted after the show went off air last week. And this is going to be Friday update number 136 from Heroes and Villains.
This week, we've continued with rearranging the UI for the power systems with a focus on trying to balance the amount of information on display. Too little is obviously not good. But at the same time, trying to fit too much on screen at once can end up being just as unsatisfactory. There is also the issue of dividing the information up into too many subsections, so that players have to click through too many menus and windows to get all the information that they need for a system. To use City of Heroes as an example, its UI was very well laid out. But for the power screen, when a player chose their initial powers and when they level up, only the primary and secondary power sets were visible. The sheer number of powers in the power pools and ancillary power pools made it impossible to fit them all onto the screen at the same time. So, some scrolling was needed, but without a lot of clicking through different menus and windows. And while our power system isn't exactly identical to the one used in City of Heroes, we're still faced with the same problem of not having enough screen space to display all the available powers without squashing the UI and icons up to be too small for practical use. So, we're having to look for solutions that will be intuitive, as well as matching the overall style of the whole UI. Have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And there you go, that's all the updates for Heroes and Villains. And now over to Valiant Online. Let's see here. Okay, July 2nd they had a bunch of patch notes. These are some of the general patch notes. They've implemented the first iteration of the true leveling system. Player now earn combat underscore XP and have a leveling progress bar. They've implemented the first iteration of debt XP. Though we haven't imposed it on the player, it is coming soon. There's that coming soon thing again, Tony. To regain XP, players will have to visit a hospital and be treated for a percentage of their lost XP. Implemented the first iteration of the enhancement system. Players now have the option to slot enhancements collected as either loot from a down opponent or by purchasing it from an enhancement vendor. They've implemented a baseline iteration of tertiary powers and archetype powers, neither of which are accessible in this patch. Archetype powers will be issued based on the archetype you're issued based on your primary and secondary power choice, while your first tertiary power set will be unlocked after level 10. Implemented the framework for mob levels and advancement properties. Prepare to soon see colored labels with ranks and levels. Improved custom shaders and optimized shaders for direct X9 compatibility. Transitioned from the former remote icon downloading system to a client-inclusive icon management system to improve initial loading performance and to relieve the resource server a bit. Implemented the second iteration of the character body scaling system. The system is not yet included in the live build, but it is coming soon, as well as an overgrow power set. Added new parameters to the live event system to allow for moderator administrative triggering of scripted live events. Completed the structural outline of Sancilio's first three zones, all of which are dynamically handled and created with the dynamic open world expansion in mind. Improved the dynamic resource loading technology. Updated character generation background once again. Added new animations in preparation for all currently available powers, as well as upcoming power sets. Fixed both minor and major client-side bugs. Implemented the core framework of the day-night cycle. Added a collection of new character creation options. Now, these are the server fixes. Further improved the AI tech for NPCs and mob navigation / pathfinding. Added per player loot to allow every player to have unique loot. Added permission loot to allow mobs to drop loot specific to a mission. This was something that was holding back mission development progress a bit. Now content creators can ensure their missions missions play out as expected. Sorry about that. Mouse slipped. Added a host of new player / mob combat attributes, including displace resistance, combat knockback, knock up, knockdown, defense, accuracy, lethal damage, psionic damage, and a host of others. Implemented the core framework for the night-day cycle.
fixed some extremely offensive bugs, optimized many features of the server and its toolsets. And there's some notes here, two notes. This release of one part of a series of sequential updates, this update lacks many of the upcoming character generation assets, zone art, animations, NPCs, and missions that will be coming in the next few days. This release is focused on NPC/AI server stress testing, character generator capability testing, and live event spawning and intensity testing. This is an early warning that this is going to be a very demanding phase of testing, but once it's successful, it'll set up for some really great future releases. Another great thing to note is that females are on the way, so look forward to new work in progress releases of the new female body and outfits. Okay, those were the patch notes from July 2nd. On July 8th, they had an update with UI, weapon holsters, and combat room. And there's some pictures here. Check out our latest screenshots showing some work in progress, user interface upgrades, the option to holster your weapons in different locations, and a look at the combat room for testing your powers utilizing upgraded shaders we're implementing. And some of the pictures are a guy with a sword. You could either have it strapped to your back or on either hip, for example. And then the combat room looks pretty cool, Tony. I don't know if you saw it. It looks like a combat room, almost like the danger room.
I have not, no.
Well, I just posted the link in the chat. Sorry about that. And then, of course, on July 16th, yesterday, updated female model enhancement UI. It's a bunch of pictures, and it says here, a look at the upgraded female character model. I'm sorry about that, guys. Oh, my God, my throat's getting so dry. Hold on. Sorry. A look at the upgraded female character model, which will be in-game soon, as well as some work in progress, user interface designs for the enhancement system. And they show a picture of the female body, like the character in a full body suit. You can only see her eyes, some different hairstyles, and then the different UIs we're going to see soon. And then, yes, that's it. I'm sorry. The next third thing was server status from June 19th. I don't know why that was at the top. But there you go, folks. Those are your updates from Heroes and Villains and Valiant Online.
The females are coming.
The females are coming. The females are coming. Hooray, hooray.
There are, at last count just a minute ago, there are 32 people standing here in front of City Hall.
All right, and Wicked Fatal just said the females had no hands or feet. That's why they were removed from Valiant Online. Well, that would be a good reason to remove them.
See, I prefer progressive MMOs where females are allowed to have hands and feet. But you know.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why. That's just crazy. Okay, and somebody else said Valiant Online is down, but they now have a trainer. They now have missions, just no experience points yet for the missions. And they now have enemies to kill with working power sets. Okay, there you go. And those are your updates. Wow, Nekus
has lost. Wicked Fatal is telling you to check your PMS, Fogo.
Okay, I will do that momentarily. No, I'm serious, because I'm looking here, and there's a guest with a huge number. Look in the chat. You'll see what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Usually in our Safe CH Radio chat, you have guests with four or five numbers after it. This one has 12 or 13 numbers after it says guest. Look at the list of people in the chat room.
Oh, it's guest 705,045,491,500. Wow, that's actually my lucky number.
Oh my God, Code Warrior says that why the women don't have their feet yet. That way they can't slap you and run away. Code Warrior said that, not me.
So, anyway.
And Code Warrior says there has been global shout outs about people gathering on the steps with torches. They're flooding in. My goodness.
So, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the game chat here inside Paragon chat. If you want a screenshot, it you know, just in case you forgot, because it's been a long time.
Hit the
print screen key. It will save it in your City of Heroes folder under a subdirectory called screenshots. And if you do that, screenshot UI 1, or it's a slash command, so it's slash screenshot UI space 1, then it'll turn on the UI, so it'll capture your chat window and all the names above everyone's heads, too. So, and, of course, slash screenshot UI 0 will turn all that stuff off, so it just captures the characters. It won't capture your compass or your health bar or your chat windows or the people's names or anything like that.
Well, if you say so.
I say so. I insist.
All right. Well, if you insist.
So have you had fun with Paragon Chat so far? You know, I've been trying to think of, like, you know, I don't want people to get bored with it. You know, you can always have costume contests. I got to think of, like, some prizes we can give away for this stuff. You know, I can, like, set people's forum titles if I wanted to, I guess, and offer, like, custom forum titles on the Titan Network. We'll have to think of some stuff to give away.
I know what. Tony, we could give out free tickets for DawnCon 2016.
Hey, what about free plushie boobs?
I beg your pardon? That sounds like a teacher thing.
No, boobs.
Oh, boops! Never mind.
I'm sorry. I'm not from New York. You know, here in Atlanta, we call them boops. You may call them boops.
I don't know what you call. I thought that was an Atlanta thing you were saying. I didn't know.
It's an Atlanta boop.
Never mind. It's late for
like
me. Exactly. That is a teacher. Look, man, I was watching YouTube things of, like, a lot of the Comic-Con panels from last weekend today.
Well, you got 10 minutes to discuss them.
Well, like I said, if not, we'll get to most of them next week, because there were quite a few. And I got to say, Chris Hardwick did host quite a few of them. And I got to say, Aisha Taylor, she was a moderator for one panel, and she was god-awful. It was just, ugh. I usually shut the comments. Aisha Taylor.
Oh. What
sadly.
Was she
moderating? Oh, I wrote it down here. Let me see what it wasn't Game of Thrones. Oh, it was the... Sadly, it was the Warner Brothers DC Comics panel.
Huh.
And that one was relatively short, I was surprised about. I'll read that one. It was basically for Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and the Suicide Squad. Well, first, one of the DC guys comes out and he says, our movies are all about canon and staying true to the source material. Fine. So this is what they did for Suicide Squad. They introduced the entire cast for Suicide Squad. Will Smith was the last one out, and he came out, and he was the last one to line up, and he basically said, you guys are going to love this movie, we're doing an incredible job, blah, 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 and they all yelled Suicide Squad at the same time, and they all walked off because they had to go back to filming.
Well, there you go.
It was
I watched the Geek and Sundry panel. It was pretty good, if you like Geek and Sundry.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that one yet because I was busy with all these other ones. But it was just funny. We were laughing, like, because we always joke around, like, by the time they introduce the entire panel, it's over. Well, that one was over. Let's see here. Okay.
Did you see so which one really made your radar? What sort of geared you up to say, all right, I'm ready for this now?
I saw the panels. Believe it or not, the first one I watched, excuse me, which was Ash versus Evil Dead, which is going to be on Stars this fall. It's going to premiere October 31st or Halloween.
I don't have Stars, though.
And, well, it's going to be 10 episodes, but they're only going to be 30 minutes each. I thought they were going to be, like, hour episodes. That's the only thing. I said it's going to be a continuation from Army of Darkness, but because it's 30 minutes, it's basically going to be a crazy five-hour movie so they could get into it more. They said it picks up like 30 years after Army of Darkness, though. Basically, the basic
plot of the beginning is Ash once again releases the evil, and then season one deals with him fighting the evil and forming friendships with characters that will be his teammates or his monster fighting team. Then you have some of the classics. Basically, he said it as, think of an old comfortable slipper. It's got a, you know, might have a couple rips in it, but you put it on and, oh, it feels just right. He's going to have his boomstick. He's still missing his hand, so he's still going to have a chainsaw attached to it. He's going to be trash-talking Deadites before and after he kills them. And then he's going to be a bit of a romantic Lothario. Also, what I love about this one is Lucy Lawless is going to be a regular. And the last
I saw a thing where Lucy Lawless was considering crowdfunding like another series of Xena.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The last time you saw her was in Xena with, they worked together because Bruce Campbell played a minor character.
Autolycus.
Thank you. Yeah, the King of Thieves, or the Prince of Thieves, he called himself. And yeah, he was in that, and Hercules. And her character is going to be Ruby Nobe. Now, if you're familiar with the Evil Dead 1, 2, and Army of Darkness, the last name Nobe should sound familiar. That's the professor that was mentioned in all those previous movies, who was doing the research on the Necronomicon that was on the tapes. And she's going after Ash because rightfully she blames him for all of the releases of the dead, the Evil Dead. And then, of course, you're going to have that mix of comedy and horror. And sadly, though, Ted Raimi will not be in the first season.
Oh, no.
Which everybody was hoping for. But they said, you know, they would like to do at least about 5 seasons. You know, they were asking, you know, Bruce Campbell, how many seasons? And he was like, how many seasons would you like to see? And they're like, 10. He goes, 10, you're crazy. And they said they'd like to see at least 5 seasons. They themselves would like to get 5 seasons out of it. And if they do get a second season, Ted Raimi will definitely be in season 2. And then Bruce is kidding around and goes, yeah, you know, he'll play like 7-10 different parts in the second season. You know, because in the previous 3 movies, he played several parts.
Ted Raimi, is he actually, what is he in these days? I haven't seen him like in forever.
He was in Sequest DSV, I remember that. He was I never really watched it, I just know he was a communications officer.
But I digress. I saw the preview for the, what is it, Con Man, or whatever it's called, the Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion. It's like, and of course they're getting all the stars from Firefly in there, so I gotta suspect it's gonna be pretty huge.
It's them. It's gonna be Felicia Day. It's gonna be Will Wheaton. They're in it.
I'd watch, you know me though. I'd watch Felicia Day watching grass grow. I mean, so I'm in.
She's awesome.
Uh oh, people are.
Oh, somebody's asked. Yeah, I'm the host, Pogoman, and Tony V is the numero uno sidekick supremo or the co-host.
Howdy.
Howdy, Judy. How you do? So next week, folks, I promise we will do more. I promise this week we were going to do more coverage about Comic-Con, a review of it. But Paragon Chat's the big thing. You know, I see all you beautiful people in Paragon City hanging out on the steps with us. Thank you all so much.
Well, you know, the show's also kind of driven by the people listening, too. So,
yeah,
you know, we have people in chat, in Paragon Chat, in our
chat
radio chat. You know, and
two chats. We got two chats to keep an eye on. And, you know, we do have a game plan. It's just, you know, like Mike Tyson would said, everybody has a plan in a boxing match. They get punched in the face, and then you got to alter the plan. So our thing is we have a plan until we see.
And I'd rather talk about what people here want to talk about anyway.
Exactly.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Comic-Con.
Oh, Bam says Tony keeps Fogo from smashing his PC.
did anybody go to Comic-Con? I'm wondering.
Did anybody in our chat channels?
Did anybody go? I'm just wondering if anybody was actually there. I've seen pictures on like the City of Heroes Facebook page where some people have gone. Some people actually dressed up in costumes and stuff.
Yes, and I want to talk about this really quick. There's a woman there, fairly built but very beautiful looking, and she was Power Girl. And I'm trying to find out who she was, because I don't know if she's a real, like, you know, sometimes she's selling costumes and you find out that's an actual cosplayer who does this all the time. And I wish I knew who she was, because her picture was posted on several different pages. You know, you go to different websites, and, you know, couldn't figure out who she was. Yes, we love you all, too. That's why we do this. That's why... Sorry, I got the 90-second thing. That's why 2 weeks after I sold the surgery, I came back. I could have taken another 2 weeks off. I could have taken this week off. I said, no, we do this for you guys. I couldn't do it. I couldn't live myself. I took this week off.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. This is a pretty impressive display. I mean, this is eerily reminiscent.
It wasn't. No, Mad Viking. I will post a picture. I'll get the link for the picture. I'm telling you. Ivy Doom Kitty has done Power Girl. But that wasn't who I was talking about. Let me see if I could find it really quick. We have 60 seconds. No, it was somebody I've seen her Power Girl before. That wasn't her. It was somebody new I've never seen before. Okay, Google's taking forever for me to load up, so I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find the picture this week.
We just have a few seconds anyway.
So I'll find the picture for next week and I'll post it there. And fine. Like I said, I've never seen it before. I know all the usual ones, like Ivy Doom Kitty, Abby Darkstar, who I'm friends with all these people, where I follow them on Facebook, Liz Katz, so many other ones I know I'm forgetting. But I've seen all of them big, Yaya Han, for example. I know all the big cosplayers out there. And with that, okay, 10 seconds left, guys. I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Paragon Chat. We'll be doing this next week. What should we say? Don't stop fighting the good fight. Keep on believing, and we're back in Paragon now, but we'll have more cooler stuff in the weeks to come. Yes, I said cooler. Thank you. Have a great week, everybody. And we love you all. Okay, I think we're done.
That was a long 10 seconds.
I know, man. And you know what? 10 seconds, but never says when we're done. I'm just typing it right.
And that's actually a pretty good. There's a lot of folks out there.
I know, man. This is crazy.
Standing on the. I mean, I knew that there were. I mean, obviously, I'm sitting here looking at the chat sessions. There's 90 sessions right now, so there's 90 people online. But still, I mean, seeing the group here, this is very reminiscent of the whole standing on the stairs, burning your torches thing.
There we go. That's crazy. Bam Bam. Hey. So Bam Bam has to be somebody we know.
Who?
Bam Bam.
Don't know a Bam Bam other than the obvious Flintstones reference.
Oh, great. His global. Oh, I can't do that. That's right. Global name is going to be the name of the character. All right, Tony, if you don't mind, I'll be right back. Do you want to talk some more? Are you done?
Oh, we can call it. Although I'm curious, did you see Ant-Man? Are you going to?
I would like to see. I was going to see it this weekend. My nephew's working all weekend. I do want to see it before next week, though. It just came out today, so.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't get to mention that today. That's how, wow. So.
Yeah. I'll see if I can catch it this weekend, too. Anyway. Well, we should probably wrap up. I need to grab dinner, too, because I'm starving. I didn't eat lunch, so I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, man.
I had some string beans and some chicken tonight. I was picking out earlier, so because we ate dinner before about 6 o'clock. We ate dinner, and I wasn't that hungry before, and the plate was sitting here, and it was going to start getting cold. So while you were talking to Captain Killjoy, I moved the microphone away, and I was just picking at it.
That's cool. I think I might grab a pizza.
You and your pizza. Yeah, go enjoy your pizza, brother. Great show tonight. I can't believe how many people showed up to this.
Hey, you know what? We'll publicize it. We'll get even more next week.
Hold on. I grab my...
You did see that we... I mean, obviously you posted about it, but we blew past 100 on our Facebook page.
Yes. I forgot to mention that. I know. I just saw that a little while ago. We are at... Let me refresh the page. 111. Let me refresh the page. Last time I checked, it was 111. I'm hoping for more. No, it's 111, but that's awesome, though. We're getting there.
We are getting there. But anyway, well, let's go ahead and wrap up. I'll go ahead and grab a bite to eat. And you.
I'm probably just going to go rest. My shoulder's hurting. I'm probably just going to take some pain meds.
Do that special rich thing you do.
Yeah, I just take my pain meds and watch some Sci-Fi Friday. I DVR'd, so.
Cool.
Some good shows. I like Defiance. I like Killjoys and Dark Matter. Three shows are pretty interesting, so.
I haven't seen any of them, I don't think. I'll have to check them out.
Well, Defiance, I think this is season two or this is season three, I think. And Killjoys and Dark Matter are season one.
I did watch the Netflix show Sense8.
I never heard of that one. How was that one?
It was actually really good. The basic premise is that there are these eight people. Well, actually, there's a bunch more, but it centers on eight, and they're all part of this. They call them Sense8s. And basically, they can sort of, they're all, like, aware of each other's existence. Like, there's a guy in Germany and a girl in India and a girl in San Francisco and a guy in Chicago and a guy who's an actor in Mexico. And, you know, they each have sort of, like, their own proficiencies. Like, the guy in Germany is sort of like a gangster type, but not quite, you know, gangster. He's not like evil or anything. But the girl in India is like a chemist, and the cop is in Chicago. The girl in San Francisco is a hacker. And at any rate, there's this guy who's like trying to track him down and kill him, and they have to like use their, you know, and there's a girl in Korea who is a martial arts expert, and so they like. They can sort of tune into each other and, like, take over, you know, you can let someone else sort of take over your body and use their set of skills to do whatever it is. It's actually pretty good. It's interesting.
Cool.
And they shot the thing all in location. I mean, they shot it on location in Nairobi, Kenya, and Seoul, South Korea, and Berlin, Germany, and San Francisco and Chicago, and in Mexico City, Mexico, and... And where were the other folks? Where was it? Mumbai, I think, in India, and I can't remember the eighth person. But anyway, they shot this thing like on location all over the world. It must have cost them like millions of dollars to make, but it was really good. It's actually done by J. Michael Straczynski, who did the Babylon 5,
yep.
And the Wachowskis, who did the Matrix.
Cool.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I could get you the picture of what I'm talking about. Hold on. Because I've seen...
I can go all internet stalker and probably find out who it is.
Do you want the link address or the image URL?
Give me the image URL.
All right, I'll give it to you in our Skype. And what's funny is I've seen numerous pictures of her in different poses all from that weekend.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's what I'm saying. It's just weird. Like, well, she came out of nowhere, and it's like she's hitting, like, this article here is, like, the 17 best cosplays from Comic-Con. There was another one they had, like, a couple of other websites had, like, had her as, like, the best cosplays of the weekend. So I don't know. Yeah, okay, that was IGN. Comic Vine has her as,
I'll look into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who she is. I couldn't find anything, so. Trying to see if I could see her. Oh, there's more pictures here. Good Lord, there's a lot of pictures here. All right, you go get your pizza. I'm going to go hit the bathroom.
Okay.
All right, Tony. Have a good weekend, brother. I'll talk to you later. Have a great one. Oh, Tony, before you go, we got to say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And we are out of here.